While the Trump administration navigates this impeachment inquiry, the Democratic candidates hoping to replace President Trump in the Oval Office are still figuring out how much attention to put on the incumbent. In a moment, William Brangham will have more analysis on the politics of impeachment. But first, Lisa Desjardins is back now with a report from the campaign trail, where Democrats are also rolling out new policy proposals.
Hello, Charleston. It's so great to be with you.
The 2020 candidate parade this weekend went through Charleston, South Carolina. Beside the bucolic Ashley River came a chorus of tough words for President Trump from businessman Tom Steyer.
I am dying to expose Mr. Trump as the fraud and failure that he is.
Colorado Senator Michael Bennett.
That Donald Trump is a clear and present danger to our democracy and to our children's future. And he has got to go.
And former Maryland Congressman John Delaney.
Trump is the symptom of a disease. And we gotta cure and end the symptom. There's nothing more important by any measure than beating him in 2020.
Hawaii Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard took a different approach.
That we are all God's children, that we stand united as Americans, committed to this proposition of equality and justice for all.
Gabbard, who has qualified for the next debate, did not mention President Trump by name, instead criticizing corporate greed and calling for a broader community spirit.
As your president, I am seeking to bring these values of service above self to the White House, to restore the principles of integrity and honor and respect back to the White House, to make sure that our White House is once again a beacon of light and hope and opportunity for every single person in this country.
Not on stage were the three poll leaders in the primary race, former Vice President Joe Biden, Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Sanders suffered a heart attack last week. And today, 3 days out of the hospital, was back in camera view on a neighborhood walk with his wife.
How are you feeling, Senator?
I feel very good, thank you.
At the same time, the senator is rolling out new policy ideas, today tackling corporate influence. If nominated and elected, Sanders pledged to ban corporate donations to the Democratic National Convention and for any inaugural events. And he would block members of Congress from becoming lobbyists for life. Sanders has sworn off big donor fundraisers, but nonetheless brought in more money than any other candidate in the past 3 months, raking in $25.3 million, overwhelmingly from small donors. Other candidates are also pushing new ideas today. California Senator Kamala Harris announced a plan to fund 6 months of fully paid family leave for those making under $75,000.
When we talk about child care, when we talk about maternity, paternity leave, when we talk about the fact that so many parents are not only having children but caring for their parents, we need to have a much more humane approach.
South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg focused on prescription drug prices, rolling out a plan in the Boston Globe. He would cap monthly out-of-pocket drug spending to around or just over $200 for seniors and anyone who joins a government plan. The Democratic field remains large, but just months until the primaries begin, time for candidates to stand out is getting smaller. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Lisa Desjardins.